All right, let's do the celebrity scam, and we're using Arnold again.
Thank you for calling. This is Elaine.
Hi.
Hello. Can I take your order, sir?
I'm hungry.
Great. Are you? Do you know what you want?
What are we having for dinner?
Well, we have pizza and wings and salads.
Wiener Schnitzel.
I'm sorry?
I wanted to make Wiener Schnitzel tonight.
We don't carry Wiener Schnitzel. Is that Wiener Schnitzel?
I expect the best Wiener Schnitzel.
I'm sorry, sir. We actually don't carry Wiener Schnitzel.
Could you do that tonight? Because I have some friends coming over. I want to show off a little bit.
Unfortunately, no, we don't carry it. I would be happy to get you something else.
I would like to talk to you about Wiener Schnitzel.
Okay, sir, I'm going to go ahead and give you some pizza options or some pasta options that we do carry in store, but we do not carry Wiener Schnitzel.
Bitch!
Excuse me? Thank you for calling. This is Elaine.
Hello, cutie pie.
Sir, is there something I can get you that we actually have in our store?
Sauerkraut.
We don't have sauerkraut.
Yummy.
Okay, you know what? I don't want to talk to you anymore.
I have only one more question.
Okay.
I wanted to make Wiener Schnitzel tonight.
Goodbye, sir.
I'll be back.
I love this guy.
The tra-la-la Russian guy. Yeah, you love him. You know who else does? Trump. Because he's Russian. He's dead, though. Nothing the like Russian tra-la-la guy passed away, but he lives on forever with us. Beautiful song.
Well, he became an internet sensation for this song, which is really something from the 70s that popped up a few years ago.
Right.
And then I think he got very popular worldwide, and I think Putin took him out because he didn't want to be upstaged.
You cannot substantiate any of this.
Can we put him in the envelope?
The Tra-la-la guy.
Yeah, well, actually we could.
Have to find his name.
I think we'd have to accept Tra-la-la. But usually when we hear from him, it means we are reviewing the dumbass of the week.
We have a tight, tight race going on right now.
Yeah, we
do. This is unprecedented. Usually, there's one that pulls away quickly as the favorite, but this week...
Wow, it is tight. The Illinois man who gets 22 years in prison for stealing a TV remote, but not just one, he was a serial remote thief.
This guy was diabolical. He would go into community centers, apartment buildings where there was a community TV.
Right.
And swipe the remote.
Causing, you know, my mother lives in kind of a retirement home like that right now.
You know what that does to that place?
Yeah, yeah. It just sends it into chaos.
A lot of these TVs now, the buttons are in the background. You can't even operate the TV unless you have the remote. That guy's an a-hole.
He's last. He's in just 20% of the vote thus far. You have two people, kind of a tie at the current point. The Maryland man who shot at his wife over a grilled cheese sandwich.
That led to a three-hour standoff with the cops.
Which is just kind of frightening more than dumbass-ish. Yeah. Just reading the little caption there, it makes it seem whimsical.
That's a dark story.
If you read the details, it was got pretty dark, and he was in the basement with a shotgun. And
exposed a lot of family issues.
Right. I do know that when I have a grilled cheese sandwich, I want the cheese to be melted and lightly golden brown on the bread. If you use too much butter... It doesn't brown right.
It gets
soggy.
It's greasy.
What do you do?
Mayo.
Mayo?
Not butter.
Ew.
Use mayonnaise.
Wow. That's a whole different sandwich.
No, it's not. It's better. You'll like it. Trust me.
This is crazy talk.
Don't make me get a gun.
This will escalate, as we've seen.
Sandwich wars. Then, so that dude's tied with the TV anchors who hadn't moved the needle earlier, but people are starting to catch on to the anchors who... not only wished the dead Joe Frazier a happy birthday, but said he would be making an appearance later that night in town in Philadelphia. And I mean, and sold it enthusiastically.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Joe. And you can see him tonight at Town Hall or some ceremony.
No, you can see him at the Park Grove Cemetery or wherever he is.
But now we have a leader, a slim leader at 29%. The student who told the cops that he carries a gun because he deals in drugs and it's a dangerous business.
Right. He was stopped. And they're like, why do you have this gun? He goes, well, because I deal drugs. I have to have this.
Right. Surely you can understand that. You're in law enforcement.
You know the need for a weapon in this situation.
Right.
This is dangerous what I'm doing.
Have you ever dealt with drug dealers and customers? They're shady.
I don't know which way this is going to break, but it's up to you, the listener, to get off your butt and get your vote in. Go to the Eagle webpage. Chance of a shower today, high of 79 in the JohnEagleHonda.com Weather Center. Well, let's find out what's going on in the Eagle Update with Susie.
The Justice Department's internal watchdog has launched a probe into the department and the FBI's handling of the investigation into Hillary Clinton's private email server. The inspector general will review allegations of misconduct involving FBI Director James Comey. President Obama had to deal with a little domestic crisis at the White House. Sonny, the family dog, bit an 18-year-old girl in the face. The girl, a friend of Malia's, was visiting, petting the four-year-old Portuguese water dog named Sonny and needed stitches.
So there won't be some massive lawsuit because it's a friend of the family? I wouldn't count it out.
Don't know.
This is much akin to when Dick Cheney shot the guy in the face. If it's like a friend or whatever, an associate, that'd probably be all right.
I think there's still money involved. Yeah. You didn't think there wasn't money involved in that?
People are not drinking enough whiskey. Whiskey has been enjoying a surge in popularity, so distillers have ramped up production and craft distillers popped up everywhere. Well, that's created an oversaturation of the market, as new study says. The same thing happened with specialty vodkas a few years ago.
What's the best whiskey?
It's all personal taste. I'm a sour mash bourbon kind of a guy.
Okay.
But people like scotch, we know. And
we're using a good whiskey today in the drink of the week.
Oh, that's coming up in a little over an hour. All right, we'll find out.
Two members of the funk rock band Tower of Power are in critical condition after being hit by a train. The drummer and bass player were hit by an Amtrak while crossing the tracks to get to a gig in Oakland, California. The tracks are kind of in a walk area right in front of the venue where they were going to be playing. Tower of Power has played on recordings with Elton John, Santana, Rod Stewart, and Aerosmith.
They're on this, aren't they? Are they the horns?
Is this the right one? Heart of Rock and Roll? Are there horns in here? Let me skip ahead.
Oh, you landed right on it.
Tower of Power, baby. Huey Lewis in the news. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I don't know about that, but I will say that I liked Huey Lewis in the news. So there.
You said he was an a-hole when he came to town, though.
He was a little rude to some of the fans because he wanted to just do all this. It wasn't even like from his albums, this other music.
And, he wouldn't play his hits.
And he lost his temper and shouted at somebody, look, we're going to play that, because everybody kept, you know,
Heart of
shouting
rock and
out
roll.
Whatever. Yeah, Heart of Rock and Roll or
we don't
whatever.
Want that. Tower Power guys, so they're all right? We don't know.
No, they're in critical condition.
Wow.
All right. Well, four of them were walking across, and two of them got hit. They got sent flying in opposite directions into the air. They're in pretty bad shape.
Man, wow.
And Tommy Alsup has died. He is the guitar player best known for losing a coin toss to Richie Valens that kept him off the plane that crashed, killing Buddy Holly, Valens, and the Big Bopper. According to those who knew him, he used his second chance wisely, lived an exemplary life of kindness, and took every opportunity to honor Holly's legacy. He was 85 years old.
Was he a solo? I wonder why, because I haven't heard of this guy.
He was playing. He played with Buddy Holly, but he played with a whole lot of other.
Oh, I see.
He wasn't a cricket?
I don't know if he was considered a cricket or... I don't know.
Was he a big bopper? So
no, he was not a big bopper.
This plane ride, the day the music died.
Right. Sometimes losing is winning, Dean. You lose a coin flip, you think, damn it.
Who's the other guy that was maybe going to be on the plane?
Well, that was Waylon Jennings. Was
Merle.
No, Merle. No, Merle. It was Waylon.
Was it Willie?
Was it?
Was it Kenny Rogers? You get all those guys mixed up. I think it was Waylon. Waylon Jennings was going to be on the plane.
Yeah.
But, and also... He gave up his seat, I think.
That's what he did to the
guy who was sick.
Something like that. Yeah, so not only the people that died, this really affected a lot of different people.
Right, and how careers went on, what would have been or could have been.
It comes down to fate is what it is, right? When your number's up, it's up.
Right.
But you can't cheat the Reaper.
That's why I don't worry about things. I can't change it. This is always the dichotomy, the argument you have. Like, you know, in if even, you know, if you read the Bible where it says things are preordained and you have a destiny.
Right.
Well, and then like, well, why do I have to try in anything?
What's the point,
Has this already been played out? Has my life already happened and I'm just kind of playing a role in it now?
That is the ultimate cop-out and best way to justify any kind of bad behavior.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
It's called nihilism.
That's exactly.
You're nihilistic. I think the real message here is if you have the opportunity before a plane ride to switch with someone, I think you should switch.
Right.
Take the opportunity to switch out.
I'm Susie Hanks. Here's Raj with sports.
Sports brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. Texans getting ready for the game in New England against the Patriots. And meanwhile, on their end, Tom Brady not taking the Texans lightly.
There's a lot to prepare for. They have a good defense. And they do a lot of, you know, things that challenge you schematically. So it's going to be a tough fight.
Well, we hope so. Meanwhile, former Texans defensive coach and coach Wade Phillips is headed to L.A. to be the defensive coordinator for the Rams in their new rip-off logo. They just totally ripped off the Dodgers logo for their color. It's L.A. and it has blue and white and it's...
Wow.
We need to put it on the Facebook page.
Yeah, they're getting trolled and killed in the social media for it. You can also take off Texans linebackers coach Mike Vrabel for the job because they've hired a coach from Washington to be their head coach. So Vrabel will not be interviewing. Rockets home tonight, taking on the Grizzlies. That's Eagle Sport.
Anything can happen when you get in the playoffs.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs.
They're going into the playoffs hot. They're going to give everything they have going into these playoffs.
Anyone watching the NFL playoffs?
Well, it's tomorrow night. Anticipation is building for this game in New England. We'll be looking at the weather there because they play outdoors. For our Texans, 28 degrees is the kickoff temperature.
Not unbearable, but certainly cold. I mean, it could be worse.
And like, it's at night, so it will drop.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Quickly.
Yeah, it'll go down. What does it say the low's going to get to?
22 for the overnight low.
All right, so they're playing in the 20s.
Yeah.
Okay, so what does this mean for the balls?
What does this do to air?
Are you talking about Tom Brady?
Yes. No. Yeah, well, kind of. I mean, the ball, the football. Does it, because my husband and I were having this discussion.
It does affect inflation, and then later, especially Patriot fan, this whole outrage that they had because some other scientist came out and said, look, and Dean, you experienced it with your tires. Cold weather causes deflation.
Right, but it also makes the leather harder.
That's true. It is harder to grip. The leather becomes less pliable.
Yes. So what? So you know, is Brady going to like it or not?
This may help Brock Osweiler's accuracy.
What?
Throwing smaller, harder balls.
I don't know. Just.
We have our Brock song. Should we play this for a good karma?
Why not? Didn't we?
We will Brock you.
We're going to Brock you, Patriots.
Wow.
That sounds tough.
They're scared.
Did we play this before last week's game?
I think we did. Yeah.
Because he had come in relief when Savage got hurt of the final regular season finale, scored a couple. And although came up short, and so we brought this back out.
We said he earned it.
Yeah, and he's earned another one because he acquitted himself pretty well last week against Oakland.
Everybody, we will rock you.
So we'll find out the game's tomorrow night.
Show me the way to the next whiskey bar.
Whiskey River, take my mind.
Starts in whiskey.
Yeah.
Drink it cold.
Whiskey in the drink of the week, we know. What is it going to be? Because we don't know the drink. Other than that, we don't know what it is.
The drink of the week is called a Red Zone.
The Red Zone.
In honor of the Texans.
Yeah, because, you know, Bill O'Brien's talking about the key to the game being turnovers. Mm-hmm. I think the key to the game, because everybody knows the key to the game is turnovers. I think the key to our winning the game is to not choke in the red zone.
Yes. They actually, yeah, they've been futile, actually almost historically bad at it this year. But the last game against the Raiders, they did capitalize a couple times in the red zone.
Finally, yeah. So other than the whiskey, in the what else is in your red zone?
Well, we've got both sweet and dry vermouth and a little Grand Marnier and pomegranate juice. What's that? The grenadine.
Okay.
And what it's going to do is it's going to, you know, it's going to fade. It's going to be like the red on the bottom.
Oh.
Kind of fade up into it. If it works.
Is
if
it goes as what kind of glass are we using?
In a old-fashioned glass, like a rocks glass with some ice in it.
Okay.
So.
So this sounds like a high degree of difficulty. What you're trying to accomplish with the you have now laid out what the goal is to have a layer of colors. So we have to judge now.
Yeah, based on what your goal is. And I don't want to draw a parallel, but the Texans' success in New England may just hinge on your success with this drink.
If I choke in the on the red zone, they may choke in the red zone. I don't know.
I don't want to put too much pressure on you.
Wow. All right.
Well, I got it.
We're going to make the thing here in about 25 minutes. Susie Drink of the Week. Check it out. And a phone call coming in now. You can reach out to the show, 713-343-1075. Hello.
This.
Dean and Raj.
Dean and Raj.
Right here.
Uh-huh.
On Friday the 13th.
Yes.
You know, most people don't know what 13 represents.
What is it?
It's the number of listeners you have. Hey, did y'all hear that 7-Eleven is now offering a new item, breakfast pizza?
Huh.
Yeah, what the hell's new about that? It's called a hangover. And the Texans are playing in New England tomorrow night.
Yes, round two of the playoffs.
Yeah, I checked the forecast.
Uh-huh.
Calls for temps in the 20s with a 60% chance of an ass kicking. Hang on, what? Ethel's got a question.
Oh.
She wants to know how the cold weather will affect Tom Brady's balls. I'll hang up and listen to the answer later.
Today's Wild Pitch brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. When you play golf, you deal with lots of hazards. Water, trees, porta potties. It's true, an Illinois man is suing a suburban Chicago golf course claiming he was hit and seriously injured by a porta potty that was being hauled by a forklift driver who was blindly driving up the cart path while the golfer was watching his six iron shot. Brian Berg is seeking $50,000 in damages. He says he was knocked to the ground, the forklift didn't stop, just ran right on over.
Oh my gosh.
And I thought I had a crappy round the other day. That's today's Wild Pitch.